DOJ, illegal migrant pleads guilty to charges of stealing American identity. By Paul Bois on September 9, 2024. The U.S. Department of Justice said a migrant here in the United States illegally has pleaded guilty to charges of stealing an American identity to secure a passport. Angela Maria Francisco, a 42-year-old migrant from Guatemala, allegedly began to assume the identity of a U.S. citizen in 2011 and used false identity to get an American passport. She then allegedly used the passport to travel to and from her native Guatemala in 2012, 2015, and 2018. Using the same identity, she allegedly also registered to vote in Alabama in 2016. Before voting in the 2016 and 2020 primary and general elections, noted Fox News. In 2021, Francisco allegedly used the same false identity to apply for and receive a renewed passport, which she used to travel to and from Guatemala in 2022. Francisco had been residing in Russellville, Alabama, when being charged. She currently faces 9-count information filed in federal court for false claims of citizenship in connection with voting, false statements in application for a United States passport, use of a United States passport obtained by false statements, and aggravated identity theft. A plea agreement was also filed in which Francisco pleaded guilty to all 9 counts. I have been very clear that a top priority of this office is ensuring only eligible American citizens are voting in Alabama elections, Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen said in a statement. I want to thank the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Northern District of Alabama for their diligent efforts investigating and charging this individual. We will continue to assist law enforcement in every way possible as they prosecute individuals who vote illegally in Alabama elections to the fullest extent of the law. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.